In this bulletin, 8 people dead in shootings in Germany, a police officer arrested over the shooting death of an Indigenous woman, and in football, former Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou's Japanese side thrashes the A-League champions. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. Eight people have been killed in 2 shootings near Frankfurt in Germany. The offender opened fire at 2 shisha bars in Hanau. It's been reported special forces chased the gunman, who fled in a car, but the motive for the shootings is unclear. Witness Kan Luca Frisener says his family was caught up in the shootings.
I got a call from a colleague that there had been a shooting attack here at the kiosk, and so I came straight here. Then I heard my father was affected and my little brother. They run the kiosk. I don't have much to do with it. But then I saw them both. They were horrified and they were crying and everything. So everyone was shocked, yes.
The federal government has released the terms of reference for a royal commission into Australia's bushfire crisis, focusing on coordination and improving resilience. The Governor-General has agreed to the inquiry, which will examine the bushfire response during what's being termed Australia's Black Summer. The government will consider the introduction of new powers to declare a national state of emergency to trigger direct support to disasters. A former federal court judge, Dr. Annabel Bennett, climate risk specialist Professor Andrew McIntosh, and Air Chief Marshal Mark Binskin have been named as commissioners. 6 months has been allocated for the inquiry before it reports back later this year. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is shocked by what he's called the senseless murder of 3 children and their mother in Brisbane. 31-year-old Hannah Bagster, her 2 young girls and her 3-year-old son died after being set alight in a car at Camp Hill. The father of the family involved died from self-inflicted wounds. Mr. Morrison has urged anyone who needs help to seek support and has paid tribute to the lives lost.
It just grieves our hearts terribly today. And our thoughts go out to those who are close to the family, those who are just unable to come to terms with this terrible horror.
And if you or anyone you know is impacted by this story, you can call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or visit 1-800-RESPECT.org.au. A police officer has been arrested after the shooting death of an Indigenous woman in Western Australia last year. 29-year-old Joyce Clark was killed when a constable shot her in a Geraldton street last September. On Thursday, a police member was arrested as a suspect and Miss Clark's family was informed. Relatives have demanded to know why a taser was not used in the incident where Miss Clark was allegedly holding a knife. Qantas says industrial action will not cause the airline to change its mind about wages. Qantas is currently locked in an industrial dispute with some of its employees and has been dealing with industrial action. But Chief Executive Alan Joyce says the company can't afford to lose its discipline when it comes to costs and it cannot succumb to demands.
Our position on wages is crystal clear. We're offering 3% increases a year, which is way above inflation and above what most companies are offering. It's also above what the federal government is offering. No amount of industrial action will change our stance.
In football, former Australian coach Ange Postecoglou is warning his Japanese side can still improve despite its thrashing of the A-League champions Sydney FC in the Asian Champions League. Postecoglou's team, Yokohama F Marinos, has defeated Sydney FC 4-0 in Yokohama. The former Socceroos coach saw his team go up 3-0 in the first half, en route to the victory. Sydney coach Steve Corriger says Postecoglou's men played very well, but the poor result also owes something to Sydney being rusty.
Full credit to Yokohama, they were very good tonight, they played well, got the goals they needed, but I think it showed that we haven't played for 3 weeks, and I think Yeah, I think when you haven't played for 3 weeks, it showed tonight the high tempo. They put us under pressure a lot in our build-up, and yeah, they were a good team, but a couple of the goals were errors from our team.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy and 36 degrees. Adelaide, much the same, 24. Melbourne, a shower or two clearing and 19. Hobart, cloudy, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 27. Wollongong, a shower or two, 22 degrees. Sydney, a possible shower, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a possible shower, 30. Cairns, a shower or two, 32 degrees. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm at a top of 31. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.